Welcome to the Dream Huge Podcast, where we'll talk with real estate investors, entrepreneurs, business leaders, athletes, and more to inspire you with their success stories so you can work hard, never give up, and dream huge. And now, let's start the show.
Up, everybody, welcome to the Dream Huge Podcast, folks. Man, this is gonna be a great one today. Super excited. We love talking with huge dreamers, movers, shakers, influencers, people in the real estate business, and more. And hopefully, these stories will help to motivate and inspire you to dream huge. And today, let me get to our hosts first. Today, we have the champ, the three-time champ, Justin Bagelow. Biggie, what's up, Biggie?
Living the life, Pete. How are you?
Good, man. Living the life as well. Feeling outstanding as well. I'm sure that you are. Are you feeling outstanding, B?
I feel great today. I feel outstanding. Yes.
Okay, good, good. We got my man JP for three, top producer last year here at Dream Huge Realty. JP for three, John Pavlansky. What is up, my man JP?
What is going on, Pete? I'm excited to talk a little bit of real estate today. We're going to talk a little bit of RYP today. And I know this guest a little well, just a little bit. So I'm excited to dive in, learn more about her, and share her with everybody else, that our viewers and listeners. One more question, though. Pete, how are you doing, my man?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. I'm excellent. And I know this guest very well as well. Her name is McKenna Campbell, but she goes by Kenna. She is a real estate investor purchasing her first Airbnb and getting that up and running at the age of 18. Wow. So I'm tired of hearing the excuses out there. The people that are giving me excuse after excuse about trying to invest in real estate. You ain't got the time. You ain't got the money. Ken is out there doing it at 18 years old. So kudos to that. She's also the vice president of Richland Young Professionals, and in her spare time, which is like all the time, she is the transaction coordinator for the busiest man in real estate. She is the TC for yours truly himself, JP John Pavlansky. So, Kenna, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Excellent.
Good.
Yep. So tell us a little bit about yourself. And I don't know, where do you want to start with those three topics there? We'll let you take it.
Dive right into the real estate side.
So, yeah.
Yeah, I bought a duplex at 18 years old. It's been my dream since I don't even know how young I was, since I knew that I wanted to buy a house at 18, and also my first truck at 16. So I really got to give it all to my parents. They really set me up for success there. But yeah, I ended up buying my first truck at 17. Because my parents would not let me buy it at 16. They thought I was a little too reckless driving. But yeah, I started working. My parents own Dearman Moving and Storage. So I've been working for them since I could walk. They were like, hey, go grab this off the printer. I'll give you a quarter. So I started working ever since I was super, super little. And then at the age of 14, I started going out on like pack jobs and things like that for my parents. Just started making some money there. And then once I got a little bit older, COVID hit during my high school year. So my dad said, all right, Kenna, you don't have school. You're going to come work for me. And so he got me plugged into a referral group. I started networking. And then he said, all right, I'm pulling you off of pack jobs and you're going to come learn how to sell. So kind of started in that sales journey for a while, and really just learned like the business side of things, the importance of networking, things like that. And during that time, I was able to save up enough for a down payment on my first house. And I knew those owners really well. They were a really good friend of mine in that referral group. So when I was looking, I was kind of like throwing out to some realtors that I knew, some friends that I knew. And he told me, he was like, you know, hey, I've got an Airbnb or a duplex that I would like to, I'm thinking of selling. So if you want to come look at it, I'll sell it to you. So really just kind of took off from there. And it was a crazy, crazy journey, lots of doubts, but we got it through. And so then I decided, to take the two-bedroom side and out of the one-bedroom, turn it into an Airbnb, cash flows more, and just handed it over to property management. So I don't even touch it, which is super, super nice. Not having to worry about it. The only thing that I do is text my property manager when something's going wrong. So...
Love it. So take us back to the nuts and bolts of that transaction for the real estate investors out there. How did you buy that? Conventional, FHA?
I bought it conventional through Cross Country Mortgage.
So what was the purchase price?
It was $135,000.
$135,000. So you put how much down?
I want to say $20,000.
Okay. I just want... So you bought the conventional route. So you could go FHA from anything up to a 2 to a 4 unit, right? And you could buy it with as little as 3.5 down. That's why I asked. But more money down isn't always a bad thing. I mean, so you're going to cash flow a little bit better. So at $135,000, and what were the units renting for when you purchased it?
So they were actually vacant when I bought it. But right before that, he was selling it because the two tenants had moved out. The two bedroom side was going for $950,000, and then the one bedroom was $650,000 a month.
Okay, excellent. So even at the previous rent, it still meets the 1% rule, which we talk about quite often, which is that your monthly rents should equal at least 1% of your purchase price. So if you bought it for $135,000, you should be bringing in at least $1,350 a month in rents, and you were surpassing that. And I'm sure you went and added to those rents once you took that to Airbnb. Did you Airbnb both sides, or how did you do that?
I live in one side and then I rented out the other side. Decided to do Airbnb just because it was cash flowing more. At the same time that I moved out of my parents' house, they also were moving to Florida. They just bought or just built their new property in Florida. So I got a lot of their furniture, which was awesome because I was able to furnish both sides. And just the location that I'm at right now, super close to the hospital, so really great for traveling nurses. It's all kind of marketed towards the traveling nurses. So that it's been a really steady income, and I just live for free.
Perfect. And how much on average kind of do you say that you would get monthly on the Airbnb side of it?
Anywhere between like $1,000 to $1,200 a month.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That's your payment and more most of the time, I bet. So yeah. Now that you're moved out, since we know a little tidbit about you and that you're moved out of there now, are you planning to Airbnb the other side or get more of a long-term tenant?
So I think I'm going to Airbnb it to start, see how that does. In this market, it's a little bit weird with the two bedrooms. Sometimes they hit really well, sometimes they don't. So if I need to, I can just pull out all the furniture and get $950 a month out of it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what's next, Kenna? So are you looking to invest into more properties in the coming months, coming years? We'll get there eventually.
So my boyfriend right now, we've been talking. He's in the military, so we've talked about getting a VA loan, 0% down, and we move into another duplex, and we move out in a year and go buy our next one. So it's kind of up in the air right now what we're going to do, but definitely pushing forward and still – wanting to buy more properties.
I want to jump back to something. One of the key points that brought you to this purchasing this property, relationships.
Yes.
You bought this because of someone you met at a referral group, right? And you had an existing relationship with. Man, that is one of the best ways that you can acquire properties is through relationships. Build those relationships. Make it a win-win for both parties and build those relationships. And those will continue to pay dividends for you as you build those relationships in your community. So you have to get out there, though. You have to, like you said, you had to join the referral group. You had to network. You had to get into sales. You know, those relationships didn't come to you while you're at home sitting on the couch. You were out and about.
Yep, absolutely.
Doing it. So what else did you learn or have you learned from growing up in a family business that you will now take those lessons learned and apply them to your life?
Yeah. So I think I really just learned biggest takeaways was the importance of hard work and the relationships that you built. I would not be where I am today if I didn't have those relationships. John and I, we met in the gym. We were friends. I found out he was a realtor. And then I was like, hey, this is a great connection. I was like, I want to be friends with you because I want your business. But I got, you know, I became his transaction coordinator through that relationship. Because of that, we didn't need an interview. We didn't need, you know, anything like that. He was like, essentially, hey, I heard you were looking for a job. You're hired. So relationships are the biggest thing. And I love networking. I love going to chamber events. I love going back to those meetings and getting to talk to everyone. The business expo just happened. Sorry, Pete, I was not at the booth at all. I was out there talking to people, talking with everyone that I know. Everywhere you turn, you just know someone. So
relationships. No, networking is so important. Relationships so important. So much so, Jody Perry, we just had on, and that was one of her two top resources. Business development was one, and networking was two. Her number top two resource, networking, cannot be underestimated. It may be the most important thing. We always hear it be said, it's not who you know, it's not what you know, it's who you know. It's not what you know, it's who you know, and it's so true. And now you know JP, the busiest man in real estate. So tell us a little bit about life with JP. What does that look like on a day-to-day? How do you help him continue to be a top producer?
Yeah, JP, plug yours. we are so busy all the time. I really wasn't expecting to like come in and just be hit with so much. But it's really fun. I enjoy staying busy. And, you know, just, oh, I have this thing. I'm going to go do this real quick. JP will tell you all the time. I get stressed if I have like a notification of things that I have to do. Like I have to drop everything and just do it right now. But yeah, staying super busy, and just keeping those relationships up. A lot of the people that I used to know, like in that referral group, they're all investors. So I've been able to bring those people on, send them our off markets. Yeah, it's just always crazy. Half the time, John and I will go days without saying like two words to each other. So we just hop on a call and we're like, all right, let's catch up real quick here. But it's a ton of fun.
Mm-hmm. And I'll attest to that too. I mean, we really haven't had many growing pains, to be honest with you. Like we've been pretty smooth sailing in terms, and I think that just speaks to how well we've worked together. But one thing I love about Kenna and that I brought her on is that she's super intuitive too. You know what I mean? She has the initiative where she is just going out and, giving me different ideas and giving me different things that we could be doing better and doing differently. And that's huge. That is absolutely massive for the business because I wouldn't want somebody just is saying yes, 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 not giving me any suggestions, not telling me. She calls me on my bullshit. She tells me when I should be doing something better or doing something different. And that's huge.
That's it. That's what we need. We need that good constructive criticism. Absolutely. Good job, Kenna. Keep that man in check, baby.
Oh, yeah. Not always an easy job.
Yeah. But likewise, I'm sure he keeps you in check as well. I mean, that's what it's all about. And I say that jokingly, but it is. It's all about the communication, right? It always, you know, the more communication, the better. And problems are meant to be solved. Solve them and move on. You know, I think that's why you guys are making such a great team. You don't dwell on things. You fix problems. You move on. And you're very, like you said, intuitive about figuring things out. So great job. Why don't we talk about RYP for a little bit? Tell us all about RYP.
Yeah, so RYP is a sector of the Richland Area Chamber, and we are a group dedicated to business development and community development. So everything that we do has to do with one of those. So we have a lot of networking events. We have our annual casino night, which was a blast this year. We had it at the Legacy on Possum Run, and each year we pick a different nonprofit in Richland County to support. So this year it was Love Our Heroes, and we just throw on this massive casino night. Unfortunately, it's all fake gambling. I know a lot of people are upset about that one, but it's all fake gambling, and we just raise money, as much money as we can for Love Our Heroes. This year we raised about $5,500 for them. We are still, like, counting that up and getting final numbers on that, but we know we raised a minimum of $5,500. practice. And then we also have a very exciting dodgeball tournament that's going to be coming up. So we're going to do some business versus business. So we're gonna try and put Dream Huge against Sluss.
Baby, let me get them all warmed up. Yeah. I've been practicing. I got targets set up in the backyard.
Let's go.
But, you know, it's all for charity. I'll pretty much do anything for charity. You can quote me on that, right? Let's do it. Let's have some fun and raise some money.
We got to
win.
But then we also have our annual putt and crawl, which is a bar crawl essentially around downtown Mansfield. All of the bars around downtown Mansfield, they'll put up like a little mini golf course. And so you just walk around and go play mini golf. It's a lot of fun. And then we just do our business development. We have a monthly networking event called Community at Third Cup Tea. And that is 4:30 to 5:30 every other week. Every second week of the month. And we just get together. We talk about what's going on in our businesses, what's going on in our communities. And we get a lot of different people from that. So we get a lot of nonprofits. We get some people like running for office. So you really get to hear like what's going on in Richland County.
Very cool. What are the age cutoffs to be considered a young professional?
So to sit on our board, you have to be between 18 and 40. But anyone can come to our events.
Okay, excellent. And I can attest to that. The casino night was awesome, fun, great success. What a fun night. And great job putting all that together, because I know that takes a lot, you guys. So awesome job on that. So where's next year going to be? And what's next year's theme? I know you already are thinking about it.
We have no idea.
You're like, I'm done. I need a break for a minute.
Yep, we're done for right now. We'll start talking about that again in November. But we've talked about switching up the venue every year. We've talked about keeping it the same as this year. So we'll see what the future holds. And if you are a nonprofit, send me some info and we'll talk about it as a board and see if you're a nonprofit that we'd want to support for the casino night.
Excellent. All right. Do you guys want to get to know Kenna Campbell a little bit?
We can get to know her a little bit more. Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Ooh, yeah. Are you ready for the huge four? Kenna, what's the one thing you wish you would have known when you began your career?
I would say I did not realize how busy John was going to be and how busy my day would look like. But on a real note, I would say I should have known, like, just to take the chances that are offered to me. Don't go back and forth on it. Just, like, fully commit to it. You can always back out, but you'll never have that chance again. So I would say don't be afraid to just go out there and just take any opportunity that's presented to you.
Great advice. So just for perspective, how busy are you? How many deals do you have in contract right now?
We have around 30 right now.
And that's a crazy amazing number. And think about that, though. 30 in contract, that's not to mention the other stuff you have listed, the other stuff you've already closed. And the work doesn't stop when the deal closes.
No.
So you've got work after the closing, you've got work before, plus you've got 30 in contract. So, yeah. Man, you guys are working hard, helping lots of folks out, man. There's no doubt. That is very busy. But like I always say, we need to be busier.
Yes, we can always.
I'm never busy enough. I want to be busier, baby. Let me help you.
Anytime I get stressed out is here in the back of my head. You need to get busier. You need to get busier.
Always. Great job, y'all. Okay, question number two of the huge four.
What was your biggest failure and what did you learn from it?
I would say not having the confidence in myself. There was a lot of times that I doubted myself, doubted my decisions, doubted a lot of people around me. I could have done so much more and been even further if I just hadn't doubted myself. Confidence is key when you're walking into anything. So not like focusing on how confident I can be. I would say that's probably my biggest failure.
I love it. I love it. Confidence is so important. It just allows you to build momentum on a daily basis. Confidence is so, so important. And when you really are truly confident in yourself, you feel like you can accomplish the world if you want. So I love that.
So how do you flip that confidence switch?
So one thing that I did, I stood in front of a camera and I recorded myself like giving sales pitches or talking about certain things. And it was so awkward, like weirdest thing I've ever done. But I started to actually like gain that confidence. And as I kept doing things, like I used to make videos for a podcast that we had back at Dearman, and I had no idea what I was doing. But as I started to do it more and just push myself to keep doing it, I noticed so much improvement from where we started. So
lots of lesson right there. Lots of lessons right there. Self-inflection, looking yourself in the mirror and practicing until you get it right or until you get it better. And just putting the reps in. Like you said, the more you do it, the better you're going to get. I don't care what it is on this planet. The more you do it, the better you're going to get, the less of an edge you'll have about it, the less anxious you'll be about it. You know, perfect example, baseball season starting off. Everybody nervous as hell for the first game, right? Man, they don't know if they not remember how to throw or which side of the plate to stand on. But you get them boys 10 games in, and it's a grind. Now they're just showing up and just putting in work. And that's just with anything we do in life. Put those reps in, and you're going to have progress, not perfection, and keep on moving forward.
That's right.
Okay, yeah, Sorry.
What are the best resources that have helped you along the way?
My parents, 100%. I will say all the time, I would not be anywhere near where I am if it wasn't for my dad, for my mom pushing me. They've always been there to lend a hand, give me advice. And my dad and I, we've had some tough conversations, business related and personal related. But through those hardships, they've always been there. And like my dad, he gives me the best advice all the time. I would not have been able to push out or like go buy a house without them. I wouldn't have had the confidence. And they did help me out a little bit financially, just because of our circumstances where we were. But they've always been there.
Was there an age maybe when you didn't appreciate that as much and maybe you pushed back and you didn't really realize what you were blessed with?
Yeah, all the time. Probably up until I was 18, I did not realize, I did not appreciate it. You know, there is those arguments, you know, like the teenager, like, I hate you so much. But yeah, you never really mean it, but you don't realize it until I think you're a little bit older. And I still think that I haven't appreciated it enough.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because being pushed is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, and if they're pushing you constantly, it's a fine, I guess it could be a fine line as a parent, because I'm the same way. I want to push. So if I'm not pushing, I'm not doing my job. Yeah. But at the same time, we don't want to push so much, we push them away. So I want to keep that in mind, the fact that it was really till 18 until you really, you know, recognized how great that was. So, yeah, that's pretty cool.
Absolutely. Shout out Tim and Penny.
Yes,
Tim and Penny. Shout out Mama and Dad. Back to me?
Yeah, back to you. Last one.
What are two books that have inspired your success?
So Rich Dad, Poor Dad, huge book. I hate reading. I will be the first to admit it. I absolutely hate it. Audiobooks, anything. Like I do not enjoy it. But my dad pushed me to read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and it totally changed my mindset when it came to finances. And then the other one is Grit by Angela Duckworth. It's an amazing book. She talks about this like military test, that she developed by just a few like questions. It's like, rate yourself on this scale. They can tell if you're going to graduate West Point or not. And it's all about how hard you're willing to work for it. She kind of talks to you like how to get better at it. And just like how to keep pushing forward.
That sounds like a good one. I'm going to throw that on the list right now.
Grit.
Yeah, that one saved in my library.
All right. So now, are you ready? Great job on the huge four. Are you ready for the rapid fire round?
Bring it on.
Okay. What is your spirit animal?
So back when I was cheering, I did competitive cheer for so many years. I cannot tell you how many. But I had this nickname, and it was Swan. And they told me it was because I was Chinese and I was graceful, but I could put up a fight. So I would have to go with Swan because everyone's told me like my entire life, like it just fits you.
Yeah. Now you have to give us a little bit of some of those old routines so we can put the picture with the image. You don't remember it? You don't want to give us a little?
Maybe
not graceful.
He said nope. All right, go ahead.
All right, number two, what is your favorite movie?
I would have to say either The Blind Side or Instant Family.
Okay.
So I can relate to those pretty well. I was adopted 4 days before my first birthday from China. So that's a whole another story in itself. But they're just so like motivational. Instant Family's so funny. But it really brings to light like the adoption process. And I like a huge advocate for adopting kids. There's so many kids that need a home, need someone to help them out. So, I would say one of those two movies.
You were born in China?
I was. Yep.
I did not know that.
Yeah, so I was
What do you know of your life in China?
Huh?
What do you know of your life in China?
So I don't know anything. I know that I was found outside of like an electrical company on the street, and someone brought me into the adoption center. And from there, I was put into like China's like foster care system, which at that point in time, it was really like not a big thing at all. So I was one of the lucky kids, and my parents said when they went and they adopted me, there were people standing outside of the adoption agency, and they'd point and they'd say lucky baby, because they were going home with the Americans.
Wow.
It's a pretty cool story, and I love being able to tell it, and just so thankful to my parents. I don't know where I would have ended up if it hadn't been for them.
So do you have any connection to any relatives in China?
I do not. They don't know anything about me. They actually like made up my birthday. So, I don't know what my actual birthday is. My birth certificate literally just says McKenna Campbell was born on this day. And that's all my birth certificate said. It's like a printed sheet of paper.
Unreal.
Wow. Oh, wow.
Well, we're blessed to have you, man.
Thank you.
Yeah,
absolutely. It's incredible. It's a great story. Found outside by an electric company on the street.
Mm-hmm.
Like in a bassinet or a blanket or...
I'm not sure. I think they're a little fuzzy on the details, probably because of the language barrier. But that's really all I know from when I was in China.
It's incredible.
Goodness.
All right, well,
and you live to tell the story, and you're still building your story. How old are you now?
I'm 19.
Just 19?
Yep.
It's an amazing story already, and still just, man, just great stuff. Okay, let's see.
Who's up next?
Biggie.
Yeah, number three, what's your favorite food?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go steak. Yep.
Very nice. Classic.
Yes.
Which one?
So I used to work at Brown Derby Roadhouse, and so super close to the owners. He actually coached my sisters in soccer. And I worked there just for the discounted steaks that we would get every night.
Nice. Okay. Well, what do you do in your spare time? What do you enjoy doing?
I'm at the gym all the time. Just got 255. So super excited about that. Looking to start getting into some like powerlifting, like competitions, things like that. So yeah.
What are the maxes at right now, Kenna?
Let's see. So squats 255, bench on the verge of 135. We're kind of there, kind of not. And then deadlift. I haven't deadlifted in years, so.
Fair enough. Those are some good numbers. Those are some good numbers.
Well, you wouldn't cheer for us, so I thought maybe you would throw 255 on the squat rack for us.
We'll see. We'll see.
If there ain't no video, you got to have video to prove it. We don't know. Exactly.
That's what they say.
If you ain't got video, it didn't happen. I'm just mad. All right. JP.
Yep. If you could have dinner with anybody, alive or dead, who would it be and why?
I think probably Riley Gaines. Huge speaker and for women's sports in general. And just like, I admire her confidence so much, how she, like, she stood up to the NCAA, which is absolutely crazy. So I would say probably Riley.
Excellent choice.
Love it.
What is your go-to karaoke song?
I am tone deaf, so that you're not getting anything out of me for that one.
Oh man, I thought we was gonna get some singing.
You didn't even answer the question before saying I'm not singing.
The one
I know you sing in the cars, in the shower, whenever you're by yourself. I know you sing something. What are you singing?
So there was one time, the president of RYP. I was at her house. She made me do it. But it's Beer Never Broke My Heart by Luke Combs.
Nice. Long neck, ice cold beer never broke my heart.
Yep, you can
do it for you guys. That was good, JP. You know, Kenna's a country girl at heart. She's got the big old jacked up truck. She's jamming the country tunes. She's a country girl.
Oh, yeah.
Living in the big city of Columbus now. She left us. I don't get to see her anymore. Okay, who's up next? What is something you fear?
Frogs. I hate frogs so much. They just creep me out. They're so weird. Like, I don't know why they, like, live on land and water. Like, it's so weird. They creep me out so much. Yeah.
Frogs. What about tadpoles?
No.
No.
Pre-frog stage. I'm going to keep that one in mind.
Thanks.
We pranked the hell out of her with some frogs.
Yeah. Easy.
Yeah. All right. Last one of the rapid fire round. What is your greatest accomplishment?
I would say the relationship that I've built with my family. Even though we are all adults, we all have our own lives. My siblings have kids. We make it a point every month we get together, we have dinner, and we just spend quality time together. We turn off our phones and we just hang out and catch up. It's so easy to get involved in the day to days, in the work, and like kids, everything like that. So just to take a minute and spend time with family is really important. The work-life balance, I will always say, is one of the most important things to me. Because I love my siblings. They've been a huge, support, for me. And so just being able to keep in touch with them and, how we're all really intentional about getting together, is probably one of my greatest accomplishments.
I love that.
Outstanding. Yep. Outstanding. Yep. At the end of the day, what's life without family, you know? Love it. Absolutely. So great stuff. Kenna Campbell, thank you for joining us today. Final thoughts, Kenna, Biggie, JP, final thoughts.
Kenna, I'll let you go. Go ahead. You got any final thoughts for us?
I don't know. I just say, like, just live life to the fullest, take every opportunity given to you. But also, like, be intentional about spending time with your family and really appreciating what you have.
Love it.
Yeah.
I got a thought, so, you know, she's only 19, but with all this life experience, you'd think she's about 25. You know, just out there just killing it. So,
yeah.
Just keep doing it. You're only 19.
Yeah. Yeah, JP asked me to go buy some champagne bottles for the closings. And I was like, I can't do that. I'm not 21.
Right. I also say, you know, you're only 19, so you got to live.
Yeah.
And don't take life so serious. Don't think you're 40 and it's over. Like, you're only 19.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And to piggyback on that, similar thing I was going to say is it's so impressive, kind of the knowledge that you've built already, being 19 years old and being able to buy a property, and learning and intentionally listening to your parents, which, I know I didn't do when I was younger. And a lot of kids don't, because, they got it all figured out. And you really took a lot of that and kind of rolled with it. And I can see you just falling right behind the footsteps of your parents, which is awesome. So, keep doing your thing. I think you're doing great. And I can't wait to see what the growth continues to look like. I know I told you that all the time, but I think your growth is going to be exponential. Just and by the time you're even my age at 23, you're going to be like, oh my gosh, last 4 years, I did so many extra and different things. It'll be amazing. So keep doing your thing. I appreciate you joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Yes, folks. Okay, Kenna, how can folks contact you or follow you online?
So Instagram is Kenna Campbell _, and then Facebook is just McKenna Campbell.
Very good. Yeah, just keep on working hard, man. It's already working for you. You know, it's funny. A buddy of mine called me up, says, "Hey, I got a young friend of mine. He's 18. He's a hard worker. He's driving truck. He's got a good job, but he also wants to invest in real estate, and he's got another hustle on the side." He's going on and on about him. I'm like, so what you're telling me, he's a rare breed of a young hustler. You don't see that too much these days.
No.
Okay. And that's what you are. So you keep on hustling, girl. I love it. Because, you know, young kids, they don't get it oftentimes until it's too late. And then they're, oh man, I got all these bills. Now I got to hustle. It's too late then. You know, so you are a rare breed of a young hustler. Much respect. Keep on doing your thing. So appreciate you taking the time. I know you guys are all super busy. Thanks for taking the time today. Kenna Campbell on the Dream Huge podcast. Folks, remember to like, subscribe, and share. And thank you for listening and watching. And as always, remember the rules. Work hard. Never give up. And dream huge. Let's see him get up. Thank you, guys. See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Dream Huge podcast. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. For more inspiring content, follow us on Instagram and Facebook at Dream Huge Realty and on TikTok at Dream Huge Inc. Until next time.